Well, why don't we go ahead and get started? I call the meeting of the Local Agency Formation Commission for LA County to order. This is our May 2021 meeting. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Someday.
Thank you. I'll turn it over to Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item 3 is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. Hearing none, your next item is an announcement. Today's meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of the governor's executive orders N25-20 and N29-20 under the modified laws of the Ralph M. Brown Act, COVID-19 emergency, as well as the County of LA's Safer at Home order for the control of COVID-19. All public hearing notices and the agenda clearly stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit written opposition or comments by email or via United States mail. For any communications received after the agenda was posted, staff forwards copies via email to all commissioners. We also monitor the LAFCO email, which is info@lalafco.org, throughout today's hearing, and any comments received prior to the conclusion of the time for public testimony will be read to or summarized by staff for the commission. Instructions on how to participate by phone or the web were provided on page 1 of the agenda, which is posted to the LAFCO website on Wednesday, May 5th. LAFCO Council has reviewed the public hearing agenda and public hearing notices, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law as modified by the governor and county orders. For all agenda items requiring a vote, Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and state your name so that we can record it in the minutes. Your next item will be the swearing in of speakers. Staff has arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony. Now would be the time for commission to receive public testimony on all agenda items. As is the commission's practice, each individual speaker would be allowed to speak up to 3 minutes for all agenda items, including public comment. Should you wish to speak today, and again, this is for guests, members of the public who are calling in, please identify yourself and the agenda item to which you are speaking before testifying. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available should any commissioner have questions. I would ask that those of you on the line who plan to speak today or may speak today, please raise your right hand. And for any member of the public who wishes to testify before the commission today, now is the time for you to be sworn in. So I now ask that you raise your right hand, and in the testimony that you may give before the commission, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? I think you all may be muted. This would be for Cindy Byram and Steve Scannell, I believe, our two guests.
I do.
And Paul, we have one person on the line that may or may not be participating in public participation, the 949-375 number. Their mic is open if they wish to speak.
This is Michael Schlesinger. I will not be speaking today.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chair, you could take their testimony now. Both Cindy Byram and Steve Scannell are here on item 9A, which is the audit, or if you would prefer, you could take their testimony at that time.
Why don't I go ahead and take the agenda out of order? And do you want to present the item 9A then, Paul?
Sure. Item 9A is the independent auditor's report for fiscal year 2019-2020. A copy of the independent auditor's report for fiscal year 2019-20 is included with your agenda package. Here to present the audit's findings is Steve Scannell, a principal with Davis Farr. After his presentation, Steve and Cindy Byram, who is LAFCO's certified public accountant, are both available to answer any questions that you may have. And with that, I would turn it over to Steve.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Can everybody hear me okay?
Can you turn it up a bit?
How about now? Can you hear me okay?
That's better, yeah.
Oh, very good. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Steven Scannell with Davis Farr. I'm a supervisor, and I do work on the audit for LAFCO for the last 4 years. Jennifer Farr, our partner, normally would give this presentation, but she came down ill last night, so I'm going to step in and pinch hit for her and give just a brief overview of the financial statement audit for fiscal year in June 30th, 2020. As normal, we did find LAFCO staff were prepared and ready for the audit and obviously helpful in our process for doing our work. This year was slightly unusual for reasons that just about every one of us do recognize for COVID. We did complete the audit this year remotely rather than on site as we normally would. We did issue an unmodified audit opinion on April 23rd, 2021, which is the highest level of an opinion that LAFCO could receive. The opinion does state that the financial statements and their footnotes are presented in accordance with the standards and do not contain any material misstatements. During our audit, we do evaluate internal controls and key accounting areas to include cash receipting, cash disbursements, and payroll. As a result of that, evaluate did not detect any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in internal controls, and we did not detect any errors in the accounting records. In addition to our normal audit procedures, we do perform an unpredictability test each year. This year, we inserted a procedure to compare the payroll register totals to the general ledger salary expense totals. Again, we are pleased to announce that we did not have any exceptions as a result of that additional testing. Just a couple of highlights from the MD&A. The report for LAFCO showed an increase in net position for the year of approximately $102,000 end of June 2020. Primarily, this was related to an increase in the commission's cash and investments. In addition to that, the general fund expenses of $1.78 million was slightly above the $118,000. This was primarily due to an increase in salaries and benefits. We also noted revenues of $1.8 million did exceed the budget by $180,000. Financial statements with the prior year, with the exception of a decrease in net OPEB liability, which was the result of changes in assumptions on the actuarial report. And that concludes my prepared comments. And if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them along with Cindy.
Does any commissioner have a question? Hearing none, thank you, Steve, and congratulations, Paul and staff, for doing a great job to earn that high of a rating. So if there are no questions, do I have a motion to approve?
Fargo will move.
Don Deere seconds.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, Alicia.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley, is she on board?
I don't think so.
She's not.
Okay, so that would be then Commissioner Davitt.
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum.
Aye.
Commissioner Marish.
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell.
I don't believe she's joined yet.
Okay. Chair Gladbach.
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Stephen, for a great job. Appreciate great. It.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, Paul, you want to go back to the consent items?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you. The consent agenda is item six. There are six items. Staff recommends one motion approving items 6A through 6F.
This is Chair, Commissioner Don Deere, I move approval.
I'll second it, Barger.
Okay, roll call, please. Alicia?
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt? Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner
yes.
Marish?
Commissioner
yes. Mitchell? Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Okay, Paul, next item.
Item 7A, it's MSR number 2021-01. This is the Municipal Service Review and Sphere of Influence update for the Point Dume Community Services District. Your staff originally published the hearing notice for the May 12th meeting, today's meeting. The president of the Point Dume Community Services District requested a continuance, which staff recommends as routine courtesy. Staff recommends that the item be continued to the July 14th, 2021 commission meeting without discussion.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved, McCallum.
I'll second it. Oh, go ahead.
Second it, Don Deere.
Roll call.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, item 7B, Paul.
Item 7B is annexation number 434 to the County Sanitation District number 22 of Los Angeles County. This is the proposed annexation of two single-family dwellings in the County Sanitation District number 22. I apologize, there was an inadvertent error in the staff report, which mistakenly said that the property is vacant. The 1.21-acre property is located on Dan Cove Drive, northeast of Greenville Drive in the city of West Covina. The CEQA clearance is an exemption, and the affected territory is within the district's sphere of influence. We received no significant comment from public agencies nor from the public. Relevant affected agencies have adopted the necessary property tax transfer resolutions, and there are no disadvantaged unincorporated communities within or adjacent to the affected territory. Staff recommends that the commission open the public hearing and receive testimony. There being no further testimony, close the public hearing and waive the protest proceedings pursuant to Government Code Section 56663 and adopt the resolution making determinations, including the CEQA determinations, approving and ordering annexation number 434 to County San District number 22.
Okay, at this point, I open the public hearing. Paul, do you see anybody on the public wanting to speak?
Doug, do you see anyone?
No, we have nobody from the public currently.
Okay. We do not, and Mr. Chair, let the record reflect that, sorry to interrupt, but let the record reflect that Supervisor Mitchell has joined.
Okay, thank you. No problem, Paul. Thank you, Doug and Paul. So I close the public hearing. Do I have a motion to approve?
Barger will move.
Don Deere will second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried. Okay, item 7C, Paul.
Before we move on, I just want to clarify with Adriana Flores. Did you call Commissioner Davitt for the role in place of Commissioner Mitchell?
In place of Commissioner Finley? No, I didn't.
In place of Commissioner Finley. Could we reopen that vote just so Mr. Commissioner Davitt can weigh in?
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Do I do a roll call over again?
Yeah, no, yes, yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
And Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes, yes. Motion carried. Okay, now item 7C, Paul.
Item 7C is annexation number 1092 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of LA County. Due to an issue with the proposed CEQA clearance, staff recommends that the commission continue this item to the June 9th, 2021 meeting without discussion.
Motion.
I'll move it. Barger.
Second. Deere.
Okay, roll call, please, Alicia.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried. Okay, item 7D, Paul.
Sorry, I was muted. Item 7D is annexation number 1101 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of LA County. This is a proposed annexation of one single family dwelling into the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District. The 2.5 acre property is located on Arroyo Oak Lane, south of Hasley Canyon Road in unincorporated LA County territory in the community of Castaic. The CEQA clearance is an exemption and the affected territories within the district's SOI. We received no significant comments from public agencies nor from the general public. Relevant affected agencies have adopted the necessary property tax transfer resolutions, and there are no disadvantaged unincorporated communities within or adjacent to the territory. Staff recommends the commission open the public hearing and receive testimony. There being no further testimony, close the hearing. Proceedings pursuant to Government Code Section 56663 and adopt the resolution making determinations, approving and ordering annexation number 1101 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of LA County.
So moved, McCallum.
Well, let me open the public hearing first. I was getting off of mute. At this point, open the public hearing. Does anyone, you see anyone there, Paul or Doug?
I see none.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing. Okay, now, Commissioner McCallum.
So moved.
Second, Barger.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried. Okay. Item 9B, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item 9B is other post-employment benefits or OPEB actuarial study as of June 30th, 2019. The Government Accounting Standards Board requires every public agency to prepare an actuarial valuation of the agency's OPEB liability every 3 years. This item presents the most recent actuarial valuation prepared by an outside consultant, Total Compensation Systems. As of June 30th, 2019, LAFCO's total OPEB liability is $790,194. Separately, LAFCO has a total of $255,178 in a designated account held by the California Employment Retirement Benefit Trust, or CERBT, which can only be utilized for future OPEB obligations. Staff recommends the Commission receive and file the Local Agency Formation Commission for the County of Los Angeles Actuarial Study of Retiree Health Liabilities under GASB 7475, valuation date June 30th, 2019.
Okay, is there any questions of Paul?
Paul, can I, Mr. Chair, may I ask a question just out of curiosity?
Sure.
So so you're currently funded at 32% of LAFCO's total liability?
That is correct.
Okay. And do you know what the standard is for the funding?
There is no standard. What I would tell you is that and this relates a little bit to the next item on your agenda, but our auditors, actuarial consultants, and accountants have all recommended to us that eventually you would want to get your OPEB funded to about an 85% level. So as you'll see in the next item, we're working to get to that level.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions of Paul? Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll move it. Barger.
Is there a second?
Second, McCallum.
Okay, roll call, please, Alicia.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried. Okay. Item 9C, Paul.
Item 9C is the California Employee Retirement Benefit Trust, or CERBT, fund transfer. Staff is requesting authorization to transfer $200,000 into the CERBT fund. Given prior contributions and interest accrued, and with this proposed transfer, LAFCO's total OPEB liability would be funded at approximately 58% of our total liability. Within the next 2 years, and with accrued interest and one future additional contribution, we hope to have the total OPEB liability funded to 85% of the total obligation. Given that our OPEB liability fluctuates, for example, it will go down whenever a retiree passes away, but it increases as employees retire and claim benefits, our consultants' consensus is that we fund the OPEB liability at the 85% level. Again, staff recommends that the commission direct us to transfer $200,000 to the CERB Trust Fund in the current year, FY 2020-21, no later than June 30th of this year.
Okay, any questions of Paul?
I'll move the recommendation, Don Deere.
Is there a second?
Barbara will second.
You two are working overtime.
And sorry to interrupt, but before the roll is called, I would like the record to reflect that Commissioner Finley has joined.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Okay, roll call, please, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley? Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
For the update? 10A, excuse me. The legislative update summarizes several bills which may be of interest to the commission. Just to provide a verbal update on a couple items, Assembly Bill 1581, which is the omnibus bill, did pass the Assembly Local Government Commission on May 6th, which was after our agenda was posted. It is now on the is now on the assembly floor awaiting final action before it moves over to the Senate. AB 1195, which is a transparency bill requiring certain items relative to internet and web access and translation services for public meetings. My apologies. AB 1195 is by Assemblymember Christina Garcia. The Assemblymember convened a meeting yesterday to discuss several sets of amendments proposed by stakeholders. Your staff participated in that meeting, and we are expecting several amendments to be in print within the next week or two. The next update is AB 339, which is by Assemblymembers Lee and Christina Garcia. This is the transparency bill, which has to do with providing internet and web access for all future public agency meetings. The bill was amended to exempt the legislature, and the bill also was now constrained to apply only to meetings of city councils and county boards of supervisors in jurisdictions which contain a population of at least 250,000 people. So while the bill no longer applies to LAFCOs, it may apply to some of your city council or board meetings. Three other bills, SB 55, AB 1295, and AB 11, it appears that all three will not move forward this year and that each will become a two-year bill. And with that verbal update, staff recommends the commission receive and file the legislative update.
Are there any questions of Paul? Not. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mitchell second.
Okay, roll call, Alicia.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes. Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley? Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbeck?
Yes, motion carried. Okay, you want to talk about the miscellaneous correspondence, Paul?
I do, and before we move on, just let the record reflect, and I'll resolve this with council after the meeting for the minutes. We are unable to hear Commissioner Finley. She has texted me on both this item and the previous item that she wishes to be recorded as a yes vote. Okay. Item 11 is miscellaneous correspondence received. Inglewood Assistant City Manager Lewis Atwell has written to LAFCO to withdraw the city's proposal to form a community services district, copy of which is included in your agenda package. The letter was provided to the commission for informational purposes only, and no action is required.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else, Paul?
No.
Okay, at this point, does any commissioner have a report on the meeting you've attended on behalf of LAFCO? I attended the Southern Region meeting of Southern of CalAFCO, and did various items discussed. One of the big items was the support of San Diego's change to a legislation requiring more specificity in the law that we have support. We have provided a letter of support for that. This commission has approved that. They also talked about the shared services contracts, such as the audit, which we have just received here, which was part of a shared service. So with that, anybody else have a report? Okay, moving on. Paul, do you have a report on update?
Yes, just briefly for the executive officer's report, you have a written report in your agenda package. One small item in our verbal report is just to ask that when we send out the notice of the commission meeting, if all commissioners or your assistants could just email to let us know if you will be attending. That helps us to ensure that we have a proper record and that a quorum would be present. And with that, staff recommends the commission receive and file the written and verbal reports from the executive officer.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, Alicia.
Commissioner Barger? Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deer?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley? We can't hear her. She'll probably text you, Paul.
She did text me. She's a yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladback?
Yes. Motion carried. Is there any public on the phone or Zoom, Doug?
We have one member of the public, 626818.
Do they wish to comment?
I've opened up the mic. 626818, if you would like to make any comments, now is your time. Nope.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. And thank you, whoever was there.
That was Commissioner Finley, but we could not hear her for whatever reason. So again, I apologize.
Oh, okay. All right. Future meetings of June 9th, July 14th, and August 11th. And without further ado, I'll adjourn this meeting. It is now,
9:33.
Good work.
How you doing, John?
Under.
Yep.
Under.
Good job.
You like it?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for your
presentation. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Especially for those of you who kept making a lot of seconds, motions and seconds. So have a great day for everybody.
Bye.
Bye.